spotlight on Mid-State High School football. This is Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, is also brought to you by
Tin Leaper Roofing, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Sam's Sports Plates and Sports Grill, Roy's Meat Service, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and by Valentino's Restaurante.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan
and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, Greg Pogue, and Coach Bubba Spears.
Well, good Saturday morning. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Well, hello, everybody. 14th season, Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. 14 years ago, Cromwell 102.5, we started this show. I say we, Kurt Page, the legendary Kurt Page, Vandy, Father Iron coach. He's coaching in Poland or somewhere.
We'll give him somewhere out there.
And I'm not kidding. And Craig Ladd, who's going to join. Well, let's just go ahead and finish that sentence that we started this 14 years ago on 102.5. Puckett's Grocery, Claire Marshall, who now runs it for her father Andy, would bring us breakfast every morning. Well, apparently we still have to eat while we do this show. We're at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's going to be a two-hour block. After this hour, it's going to be one-on-one with Greg Pogue. My first guest is what my wife calls my boyfriend, Jeff Fisher. So Jeff's going to be out here next hour hanging out with us, and we're going to do that. And let's bring in Craig Ladd, and also in running the board. We got royalty, Chase McCabe, the program director of all of the products. And we got another announcement to come about our Friday night Nashville Metro High School Game of the Week on 102.5, the game that you and Chase will be doing. So have I got all the – I hadn't let you talk yet. I had to get all that out of the way first. So how you doing, bro?
I just can't believe – you put up with me for 14 years.
13.
Yeah,
13.
That's right. That's a good number, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you wore that, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's brought us such good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bubba. Craig Ladd and Kurt Page started this thing 14 years ago and brought me along from the get-go. Craig, how you doing, bud?
Hey, doing great, Greg. Love. It's high school football season. It is here.
Yeah, and you are out in the wilderness
somewhere.
So, but you're going to be joining us every week. Well, we're going to at the very end of the show, and we got a big one because week one is next week, and there's no more week zero. I spent about 10 years railing on that. Right,
it's hit the college level now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, that's next Saturday. But Craig, you and Kurt started this thing 14 years ago.
Absolutely, Greg. You know, both Kurt and I had, and of course both of you, had an extreme passion for high school football. We kind of thought it wasn't getting its due diligence, and we broke a little bread and talked about doing a high school football Saturday morning show, and lo and behold, it happened, and called you to become involved in it, and here we are 14 years later.
Well, and the late Bill Freeman was the first person, and Bill and it's been very supportive of a lot of my endeavors over the years, and Tennessee State University included. But he said absolutely, and so the title sponsor, you know, Bill and Jimmy Webb, where they were both alive at the time, and they and now Bob, his son, Bob Freeman, the state representative, all on board. Absolutely, we're going to continue that support, so we appreciate that. Everybody, we got some new ones. Rockwood Sustainable Solutions is on board new this year. Tim Leeper Roofing. We'll do our Mid-State Player of the Week. We'll go out every Monday or Tuesday, you and Paul Olson from Tim Leeper Roofing and I, and we'll get photos of our plaque presentations. So we're back.
I've noticed something about, you know, Tim Leeper. We've kind of helped him out because, boy, he's getting them new trucks out there looking good.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's done got them painted up or wrapped up good.
Well, let's start with, coming up, bottom of the hour, Prep Legend of the Week. When we do that, that's something I really like. We sort of relive, you know, historical perspective of high school football in the Mid-State. Kelly Holcomb, Lincoln County, MTSU, 14 years in the NFL, and he's now on with Plaster on this station, 94.9. And we appreciate our partnership with everybody over there, Jeff Kolb and Chase and obviously everybody but Big Joe Dubin.
Especially him.
Yeah, hey, Chase, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Excited to have you on here.
Well, thank you. We went to dinner Wednesday night, and we just the high school, I think, and with Joe obviously, myself and you and Bubba, it's and Craig, and everybody believes in what we're doing. That's these days. That's, you know, you can get on and do stuff and talk about things, but this is, I think, another level of that because we care.
Well,
I know it sounds corny.
It hits the heart with me because that's what I did for 40 years, and these kids deserve it. I mean, you know, they deserve all the publicity they can get. And, you know, when we originally started this, it was lineman of the week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've come a long way with it also.
Well, yeah, and maybe we can go and see Jared Curtis over at Nashville Christian. Maybe he can carve off a little of that NIL money he's getting, yeah. But that's another story. Chase, let's go ahead and talk about it right now. This coming Friday night, for the first time since 1977, crediting Mike Organ of the Tennessean with this research, first time since 1977 on WENO, Weno Radio, Nashville Metro Schools will have their own game of the week. McGavick and Maplewood, Chase is going to do the play-by-play. You're going to be there dragging him down. And
right.
So looking forward to that, Chase.
I'm excited because, I mean, one of the first things that I got to do in radio was work with Joe on the high school show, and it's just kind of been a passion of mine ever since. And, you know, having gone to FRA and had so much time on the Hill on Friday nights, now to have Metro featured, like Metro is going to be featured with this game of the week and working with Coach Bubba, I mean, this is going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it, highlighting these schools, highlighting these young men, these coaches that put so much time and effort into this. And quite frankly, they haven't gotten the spotlight that I think they deserve. So I'm happy to be a part of it and that we're going to be doing this starting Friday night over at Maplewood.
Well, also coming up as our first guest at 8:15 or so, after we quit patting ourselves on the back, is Tony Bernetti at Pearl Cone. We're going to talk to him as well. But Chase, also though, there's going to be post game scoreboard show, correct?
Yes. So one of the things that I think kind of put 102.5 the game on the map was the game blitz. For a while we'd go on the air at 6 o'clock and wouldn't go off until midnight. I don't think we knew what we were saying past 9 o'clock, but it was kind of like red zone for radio. But now we're going to have the scoreboard show after the game of the week, featuring Connor Newt and Parker Kelly, two young up and comers that love high school football. Parker played quarterback at the collegiate level. So he'll be able to add some of his expertise on that. And so we're looking forward to that, that we'll have the Metro game of the week, and then we'll go across the mid-state, give scores, talk to coaches just like people are used to.
Cool. Well, that's great. Craig, since when we started this and when you started, Bubba, back, you know, when they didn't have face masks and leather helmets, with me at the prep editor, you know, late 80s, when I started doing that, the top prospects nationally were few and far between.
Right.
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 Now, in this state, you're looking at 6 of the top 10 in this state in Middle Tennessee. And Craig, let's start with Jared Curtis, Georgia bound. He committed, decommitted. I know Oregon was really probably, let's be honest, probably was a bidding war a little bit with the NIL component of it. But he's now, we've been talking about him since he's a freshman, now a senior, Jared Curtis.
Greg, he's the prototypical quarterback. What you're looking for at that highest level at 6'4", 225. Is athletic, has the arm strength. He is arguably one of the top talents to ever come out of this city. He is the fourth-ranked quarterback in this class and number 11 overall nationally, and just a terrific, terrific football player. The only 5-star player in the state for this senior class.
And Bubba, Jeff Brothers has handled this situation all the way through.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I can remember when he was a freshman, and you come back after you saw him at first time and said, guys, we're going to be talking about this kid for 4 years, and we have been. I saw him his freshman year in the state championship finals. And I'm going to tell you what, he had an arm back then. I've seen him one other time far as live, and he's just gotten better. Of course, you know, be a five-star, I mean, you know, and going where he's going.
Yeah, back to Georgia.
Right.
And in Oakland, Kevin Creasy just keeps rocking down there.
Yeah.
The number two four-stars, the number three overall in the state, Joel Wyatt, and basically an athlete. And this is one I ask about. Craig Tutt was at Oakland, went to Brentwood Academy, now is back at Oakland.
Yep.
Is he settled in? Because we thought of him as running back first, but it's the defensive side at safety. He's headed to Ole Miss.
Yeah, he is projecting as a safety, sort of like, I mean, Joel Wyatt is an outstanding receiver on the high school level, but he is more projecting into the secondary. Some people think he could be an outside linebacker, but more in the secondary. Same with Tuck. He's just an outstanding athlete and, you know, a guy that can probably, you know, could play running back, maybe at a little lesser level, but he is a big-time recruit in the defensive backfield.
You took the words out of my mouth, Craig. At his stature, you know, 5'11", 180, they might have him listed at safety, but time they get up there and put him on that meal plan, he liable drop down to outside linebacker. I wouldn't be shocked at that at all. That's what they're doing now. They want them linebackers that can run, you know.
Yep. Wyatt's headed to Tennessee. Tut to Wyatt's headed to Tennessee, right? Tut's headed to Ole Miss. Zach Groves, my gosh. They grow on trees at East Robertson, the Groves, right, all the way back to Carlos, the UT, and beyond. And now Zach, I mean, 6'4", 255, he is that rushing prototypical. He's headed to Tennessee.
Right. And I'll tell you what. When the Groves quit coming out of East Robertson, they might do away with football or athletics. But now, what a player he is. I've got to see him, and he's just gotten better and better each year.
Hi, guys, I saw him as a freshman, and I thought he was the best player on the field then. And then he had two older brothers playing for East Robertson, one that signed with Ole Miss. So that tells you something.
Well, you look at the just, and this is all of these ratings are courtesy of the composite from 24/7. The top ranked players in the mid state on that are going to Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Tennessee, South Carolina, Minnesota, Penn State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Boston College, Southern Miss. Yeah, that's we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. I mean, we're not.
Well, I think when the Titans came in 99, that's when it originally started. We were talking as coaches not long ago. Like you said earlier in the show, a handful of coaches would come through here. You name the college now, and they're coming through the mid-state area because there's athletes here, and they're grabbing.
Well, you look at Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, starting quarterback there. Craig, we're going to do this every week. You will close the show every week talking about what we need to be paying attention to. You're going to be joining us a little later on in this show talking about week one, and then when I'm out on my TSU broadcast duties, you are going to be the host with Coach Bubba in studio, as a matter of fact. So, all right. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, guys.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. We were supposed
to have a
cookout at his house last Saturday, his new place out in the woods. And I mean, when I say woods, is he still living in Tennessee?
He was afraid we couldn't find it.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's take a break. Bottom of the hour, our legend of the week, Kelly Holcomb, coming up next here on Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb. It is going to be Pearl Cone Coach Tony Brunetti. All of this on 94.9 The Fan. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service every Saturday morning. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue. 10 o'clock hour is going to be a one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Jeff Fisher will be our guest here at Roy's. Come on by and hang out with us. We're moving some furniture around. Our prep legend of the week, presented by Strike and Spare, is none other than Lincoln County High School product, MTSU Hall of Famer, 14-year NFLer, but if you look on his resume, right at the very top, It's a co-host on the George Plasters Show on 94.9, Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 o'clock. Kelly, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Pogie, I appreciate that. That was a nice deal right there. I don't know if George is at the top of my list, but you know, other than that, everything was good.
Well, and I went on with George yesterday to promote this, and I brought you up, and Billy and George were questioning your credentials as a prep legend.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny. I text both of them. George has been fired by every radio station east of the Mississippi, and then Billy, like, what is Billy? Billy is, you know, he's trying to learn his way. He can't even show up sometimes to where we're doing remote, so Billy don't need to talk.
Good morning, Kelly. One thing I think they left off that's important to me there on that introduction was also a coach, because you got to do something that a lot of coaches don't get to do. You coached your son.
I did, man. That was really cool, Coach. It really was. I get emotional sometimes. I got emotional when I played. I was pretty calm, but sometimes you get emotional. And when I was coaching, I was a little bit that way at practice. Now at games, I was pretty good, but at practice, I would get on to some guys, and I probably, looking back on it, I wish I could have done a few things different. But then you start coaching your son, and you realize, hey, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And he did not respond to that because he lived with me. So I kind of had to change my ways of thinking about things sometimes, which was good. I enjoyed coaching him, and I was honest with him, and I hoped I helped him some. But yeah, it was a cool experience to coach your son. It really was.
You know, Kelly, you say that, and you was honest with him, and you have to change. But you had to do some good. Tell us where he's playing now.
He is at Valdosta. He went down to Valdosta State. They were in the national championship game last year, and they were 14-0 going into that game, and I think they got beat by Ferris State. But they've got a good team coming back. They lost some guys. I think they lost six guys to Power Four schools. They had a couple of receivers go. A couple of them went to Michigan State, and they had a couple of offensive linemen go. So they've got a good program down there. I enjoy it, and that's where he is. He's enjoying it right now. It's a good place. We always used to drive by there every now and then, and you'd see, you'd look, and you'd think about Valdosta, and you knew it was Titletown, but yep. I didn't realize that Valdosta High School has won like 27 state championships. It's kind of crazy, but yeah, he enjoys it. He likes it. We like it when we go down there, so I'm just looking forward to this fall.
Kelly Holcomb with us. He is our Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Prep Legend of the Week. All right, here's the sentence you need to tell George and Billy at Lincoln County High School. Lettered in football as a quarterback, baseball as a shortstop, and basketball, led his team to the 1990 state championship for Louis Thompson. In the history between Bubba and Louis, there was Stratford and Lincoln County, those two games back-to-back historic games in the pit. The two best teams in the state met in the semifinals every year. But what do you remember from your days playing in the pit and with Coach Thompson? What's your takeaways?
It's funny you asked that, Pogie, because I got to go speak to some high school kids tomorrow, their football teams. And a couple of years ago, it was probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, I can't remember actually, but Coach Thompson called me and asked me to write a little blurb in the program. And I was like, golly, I sat around and thought about it, and I'm like, I don't know what to write. And then, you know this from writing, when you got into it, I remembered everything about that year. I remembered every young man, every guy that I played with. You remember situations, you remember plays, you remember Coach Thompson calling plays. And it was just it was a magical year. And I tell people that's what the significance of high school football is. Your memories and everything that you do with all the young men that you grow up with, you grew up with them in their community, and then you were fortunate enough to go and win a state championship with those guys. And Coach Donnelly, or not Coach Donnelly, but Coach Thompson, was kind of the guy that mixed that pot together, and he made everything work. And he was we had John Meadows there forever, and then when Coach Meadows retired after my sophomore year, Coach Thompson came from Unicoi County. Of course, everybody knows Coach Thompson being an Lebanon guy and then playing for Bear, but he kind of turned that deal around where he made us mentally tough. And I just remember, I remembered everything about that. I did not miss a name, which is crazy because it's hard for me to remember what I did yesterday, guys. And I didn't, I did not lose a name from who I played with, and it's just I just can't express the magic that you feel being in a high school locker room and, you know, hanging out with your buddies, and I get to express that tomorrow to those guys. And, you know, I'm going to tell them too that, and I don't think they think about this a lot, but when I was over at Riverdale, I used to tell guys, because they're starting their season right now, but if you really think about it and you get detailed about it, you got 10 weeks if you don't make the playoffs, and you only got 3 days of practice, really, because most of the people just practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you have a walkthrough on Thursday, and then you play the game on Friday. So that means you literally have 30 days of practice in your high school career if you're a senior left. And you got 10 days of walkthroughs, and you got 10 days of practice. And then if you want to really boil that down and get it to hours, it's not very long. And Coach Spears knows that. It's not very long. I mean, it you put so much time and effort into it, but when it happens, it goes by so fast. And I just want those guys to realize that the memories that you make and some of the lifelong friends that you have in your high school years is pretty significant in your life.
You know, you're so right, and that's what you try to tell them. You know, remember this, because when you come back for your reunions and everything, you won't talk about the college you went to. You're going to talk about the high school games that you played together with. And
you
it's hard to get a 17, 18-year-old kid to believe that at the time when you're telling them too.
It's hard to, it's hard to believe that. Like, you know, and I tell guys when I talk to them, that, hey, I hope all you guys go and play big-time Division I college football, but we all know, being around the sport, that that's not realistic. So some of these young men have, you know, 70 days, if you're counting weekends, they have 70 days for the rest of their life or their high school career. And, you know, because there's no more football after that for some of these young men. And when it finally hits, and I can remember telling those young men at Riverdale, and it was always so sad to me at the end of the year when you finally, when something happens and you don't make the state championship or you get beat in the very last game, something that you've been trying to convey to those guys all year, you better not go out there bickering about practice. You better not be, you know, worried about coach being on you. You better not think about all the other stuff that's not really significant to you, because when it's over, and it's just, it was so upsetting to me. Every time, it was inevitable that those guys, they all came up to him and they was like, Coach, you're absolutely right. And they were all crying. And I just, you know, that's just the finality of the situation. And there's nothing like high school football. That's why they've had that Friday Night Lights deal, because there's nothing like it in the world. There's nothing like a community getting around, these communities like I grew up in. Everybody had Falcon fever back in the day. In these small communities, that's all the old men talk about. That's all the ladies talk about, the young girls. It's just, there's nothing like high school football in the United States, and it's something that I hope stays around forever.
Well, Kelly, you're fortunate, because two of the better coaches that's ever been in the Mid-State, Louie, of course, now a friend of mine. I don't know why he's a friend of mine.
Oh, by the way, after Louie beat him twice, I took them two golfing together, and they had to be on the opposite teams, okay?
That's
true. What happens, man. These coaches are competitive now.
Yeah, and Boots, I tell you what, Boots is – he's special. These are coaches that the young coaches, if they ever had any questions or anything – those are two guys that they could lean on and could talk to. And Coach Donnelly, he was so good at talking to the high school coaches, and so was Coach Thompson.
Well, he started as a high school coach, right?
Yes. Yeah, I met Lewis when I first started coaching at Mount Juliet. He was at Austin Peay coaching up there as an assistant. He was recruiting.
Now, he'll tell you about winning a national championship at Alabama, too, by the way.
Oh, he has.
Oh, yeah.
He has.
Yeah,
y'all don't know this, but after all this happened, we became good friends. I married my second wife now, Amy. Amy's family and Lewis's wife, it's like they're cousins.
So you're kin to Louie Thompson right
he
now?
He shows up at a family reunion, and I look up and see him. I said, I got to go. he just laughed. But what a great guy.
And in Boots, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I got to play with Coach Thompson. I played golf with him. He asked me to come down and play in a little charity event down at the Federal Country Club a couple of months ago, so I went down and got to see with him, and it's always special when you get to go, because all the little cliches, I tell people this all the time, all the little cliches that Coach Donnelly and Coach Thompson and all the coaches that you're around and all the life lessons you learn, and I remember all those little cliches, and I'm like, I wish this old man would shut up because that's so stupid. And you know what? Nowadays, I say all that stuff. You know, I tell, even on a radio show, I tell, you know, one of the favorites from Coach Donnelly was, son, I don't need to hear about the labor pains. Just show me the baby. And, you know, all those little stupid little things that he used to say. But, you know, and I even talk about that. Heck, I prayed about that this morning, man, with my son. You know, I'm not totally cool with what's happening in college sports right now, but I think a lot of it has to do with it's a me society, Coach. You know this, and there's not many guys like a Coach Donnelly, like yourself, like a Coach Thompson that were in it for the right reasons. And I'm not saying these coaches are in it for the wrong reasons, especially in high school. High school, you have to love it. But when you get to the college level and the pro level, I mean, it seems like when you're at a small college sometimes, now, once they unlock the key to the door to get that job, they're always looking for another one. And I wish my son was able to be coached by Coach Donnelly or a Coach Thompson or guys back in the old days like an Alex Robbins that was my quarterback coach that I still love like a father. I talk to him once or twice a week. I have a Bible study with him now, so that's the coolest thing. But I just wish that my son could have had the experience and the all the little ins and outs things that those coaches taught you. I wish he could have had that because I'm not sure that these coaches nowadays have that. And I'm not sure. It always seems like, you know, with this NIL and this transfer stuff, you can't have relationships with kids anymore. And I don't even know if they want relationships. And that's what this world is about. That's what life is about. That's what playing ball is about. It's about relationships with kids, and you can get a kid to do anything if he knows in the back of his mind that you love him or that you'll do anything for him. That's the thing that really strikes me about a Coach Donnelly, a Coach Thompson. Coach Donnelly, there was not many days that went by that I didn't want to fight him. But I remember going into Coach Robbins' office one day after I'd been in the NFL for a year, and he said one day – and it might even have been before I left, but he said, one day you'll go into Coach Donnelly's office and you'll thank him for what he did for you. And I said, Coach, you're crazy. I'll never do that. And then one day, about 4 or 5 years later, you know what I did? I went in and I thanked Coach Donnelly for what he did for me because he made me mentally tough and he got me through some of those hard times. And I'm just so fortunate that I was around people like that because I don't think coaches understand the impact they have on these young men. I hope they do. But, like, I hope they don't underestimate just what they mean because they're a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes they're a father figure. They're peer, you know, you can't be a peer sometimes. But they're just guys that you can go to. And you're raising a lot of these kids nowadays. And I just don't want people to underestimate what a coach means to these young men.
Well, you hit it the nail on the head. You're with them. And you're their father, you're their mother, and you're their grandparents. My 36 years that I spent in metro schools, I tell you what, I wouldn't give that for nothing. It's not a price you could pay for that. And they meant as much to me. I just hope I did a little compared to what they done to me and my family. They just opened up our eyes and it was great. And it's glad that someone like you that got to go to the level that you went to. You played at the level, the highest level it is. And you see that, and it was great to see you in the coaching, too.
Well, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I came back in town. I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I did the radio for a couple of years for the MTSU games, and I did stuff like that. And then I was like, I'm just, you know, you watch the fundamentals of the game kind of go downhill, and they're still going downhill today because I'm not sure, like, you know, I hear stories about Coach Robbins tells me all the time about how he had to learn and how he had to go coach, you know, he wanted to be an offensive coach, but the head coach made him go be a defensive coach to learn that side of the ball, and you had to learn each position. And I don't know if people really truly understand that nowadays coaching. I don't know if there's not a lot of people that could coach other positions, and that's the way it was back then. So I'm just so grateful for what all the things that they did for me, and you know, your their legacy lives on through you. Coach Thompson's legacy, Coach Donnelly's legacy, it lives on through me. I keep that going. There's a lot of people, you know, like James Counts up here, coach, you know, played for Coach Donnelly. He's at Rockville now, and Anthony Crabtree over in Beach, and there's all guys spread out all across the South or all across the country that has that legacy of Coach Donnelly in us. And, you know, you see kind of what's going on, and it's just – it's changed so much, and sometimes I worry about football, but I'm just glad that I played in the time that I played, and I'm glad that I was around the people because they made me, along with my parents, made me the man that I became. And, you know, that's when you understand when you say something like that just how important a coach is, because some guys don't get that opportunity. Some guys are not around guys like that. Some guys are around people that are selfish, that it's kind of only about them. And when you're around people like I was around that love football, love coaching football, love relationships, I wonder sometimes if these young men are getting that these days. And especially with all this transferring around in high school and college and doing all that, it's hard to have relationship with kids nowadays.
Kelly, we're going to Chase McCabe, the program director, is actually running the show this morning, so he's going to send this over to Billy and George for their lessons for the show Monday. I'll be waiting to listen.
Hi, guys. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Kelly.
See you, bud. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
see y'all.
Just salt of the earth, Kelly Holcomb.
All
right, let's take a better one. We're going to move some furniture around. We weren't able to hook up with Pearl Cone coach Tony Brunetti. Craig Ladd's going to be back with us after the break. Prep Football Talk, presented by Freeman Webb, right here on 94.9 The Fan. Saturday mornings, Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. The King Jeff Roy has arrived here for his kingdom to make sure. So Jeff Fisher, 101 with Greg Pogue. We're going to do that every Saturday morning right here at Roy's. Jeff's going to be here and come hang out with us, and Jeff will buy you a biscuit. he goes, sure, right. All right, Craig Ladd back with us. Craig will be with us every week at the close of the show to look at the games and look ahead. But I want to go over something right now. The Tennessean, George Robinson, of course, Tom Crager, the sports editor for Algonet Properties in the state, they have their top 10 list. And so we can incorporate this game to watch right here with this. Number one, this is the preseason poll. Number one, Oakland. Number two, CPA, which moves up to the top level of Division Two, and they open up the season Friday night. Craig, I mean, first off, let's talk about Oakland and what Kevin Creasy, I think, has won three of the last four or four of the last five state championships at 6A. I know three of four, at least.
That's right, Greg. And you know, people forget he came from Trousdale County, won two there also. So he is, you know, quietly becoming and could become the all-time greatest coach in the state of Tennessee. You know, obviously he's got a long ways to go to catch the man who was at Riverdale, Alcoa, and now at Boyd Buchanan, Gary Rankin. But, you know, they just continue to load up Greg. They continue to have great talent. He continues to develop great talent. They're just a team that's very, very sound. They don't beat themselves. The moment's never too big for them. I mean, it's just a credit to an outstanding coach.
Well, and in what is going on at CPA, I know that they did not want to have the move. They appealed it. They are moving up. Selfishly for me, I'm glad they're competing alongside the Brentwood Academies, the NBAs, the Innsworths of the Division II AAA world. But Ingle Martin just keeps it rolling at CPA.
Greg. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Craig. It just don't make sense to me that, you know, the TSSAA, and we have to have the TSSAA, let me say this, all of a sudden they come in on CPA. But look what Alcoa's been doing, you know, and nothing was, you know, they didn't make them move up till, you know. So, anyway, that's my beef. Ingle does a good
job. Well, thank you for that.
Ingle does a good job.
Any other editorial comments you want to make here?
No, I don't want to get fired the first week.
Okay.
No. Well, but anyway, Ingle still does a good job.
Oh, man, he does a great job. And, you know, the same thing as I was saying about Kevin Creasy can be echoed about Engel Martin. He develops talent. Look at all the players that he sent to the next level. Owen Cabell, he's got on his team right now, a wide receiver that's committed to Alabama, for example. You're right, Greg. It's going to be interesting to see how they fare being in the largest division in from my standpoint, I don't think it's going to, you know, I think this it will still be clicking, and let's just say that.
Well, and Ravenwood, the more things change, the more they same new coach, but still there. By the way, let me back up a little bit, Oakland and CPA. This game is probably a product because neither one of those schools can get anybody to play them, right?
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They both have to also go, you know, play out of state or get out of state teams to come play them quite often too.
Well, Williamson County's that way. I think they now allow one team one out of state game a year. They didn't allow it before because it's all day affair.
Right.
And so with that, but Ravenwood, you know, no surprise back there, and with Coach Rodriguez now, Richard Rodriguez taking over for what, Will Hester, right?
Yes. Will Hester moved up to the administrative part of the school. You know, Ravenwood, as you said, they are also probably one of the top public here in this Nashville, greater Nashville area. I'll say Williams County, Davidson, perennial power. They've got a great quarterback that's committed to Boston College in Femi Babaloa. He is outstanding. They're going to be very, very good also again this year.
Then going down through these rankings, and Bubba, just jump in wherever, but Brentwood Academy, okay, Riverdale, the other Creasy, right? No, that's Kreisky.
Kreisky.
Yeah, his brother coaches where? But anyway, Paige, Coach Rathbone, you see these teams –
Every year,
right?
What
he's done out there. BGA, though, popping up. That didn't take long for that coach, I'm drawing a blank on his name, to get it, BGA back on track. He came over from South Carolina.
Right. And like you said, quick time. It's a big turnaround out there. And, you know, people going, they're excited about football again.
Absolutely,
I think,
you know,
somebody graduated from out there, didn't he?
Yeah. The one you're talking over.
Oh, really? I'm sorry.
you know, you're right, Greg. It didn't take long to right the ship. It started last year. You know, they upset FRA in the state playoffs, ended up making it to the state championship game, lost to CPA. So they have a great quarterback in Cade Marable, who's outstanding, committed to Columbia. Also have a lineman, offensive lineman committed to Columbia. They've got some outstanding underclassmen, too. If you get down to the top sophomores in the state, you'll see a couple of BGA guys in that, too. So they have definitely righted the ship as far as that goes. They kind of floundered a little bit for a little while, but they've got the right guy in there now to turn this thing around.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, this is the way we will close every show. Craig will highlight the games to watch. Week one coming up. Prep Football Talk. Freeman Webb presenting Roy's Meat Service, feeding us right here on 94.9 The Fan. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service. Show number one of the 14th season of that here on 94.9. We'll always close the show with games coming up, and with Craig Ladd will be highlighting those for us. And we talked a little bit about it. CPA at Oakland, you got the top two ranked teams in the mid-state playing each other from the get-go. That's a premier game.
No doubt, Greg. This should be a whale of a ball game. And let me give you this little stat. We've talked about Kevin Creasy and Engel Martin. They've combined for 12 state championships. They have a record of 351 wins against 54 losses. They have won 86% of their games combined. What I mean, what else can you say about those two guys? I mean, just incredible coaches. You know, CPA, they're led by running back Ross Patterson. He rushed for 1,593 yards and 18 touchdowns last year. And also Alabama commit wide receiver Owen Cabell, 43 receptions, 973 yards, 13 touchdowns. Oakland, Ole Miss commit, we talked about it, running back, defensive back Craig Tutt. He had 1,993 yards of all-purpose yardage last year and 22 touchdowns.
Pearl Cone NBA, Marty Uvarard moves on, retires, or from coaching. And, of course, Tony Bernetti, we're going to hook up with him. His phone was dead this morning. So, but this game, though, has become a tradition, if you will, NBA and Pearl Cone. And it's been pretty evenly matched.
It has been recently. You're right, Greg, but it wasn't historically. These first met in 1966 with NBA winning 37 of the first 39 meetings. But as you said, Greg, Pearl Cone has closed the gap. They've won three out of the last five meetings between the two. This game features two of the outstanding quarterbacks in the Firebirds, Junior L.J. Funk, who passed for 2,098 yards and 24 TDs last season, and senior Hugh Price, a Southern Miss commit. He looks to rebound from last season where he suffered a collarbone injury and limited him to only five games.
Beach at Green Hill, this is a Thursday night. That's
Thursday night. Because
Green Hill's got a jamboree tonight and then playing a Thursday. Craig, tell us about this one.
Well, Beach finished 11-2 last season. They returned quarterback Caden Powell, guys, 6'4", 260 pounds. I did not misspeak there. He passed for 1,049 yards, rushed for 945 last year, and combined for 25 touchdowns passing and rushing. The line is anchored by Penn State commit Jack Fuchs, 6'8", 290. Green Hill, 10-1 last year. They were upset in the first round of the playoffs by Blackman. The Hawks are led by UT Martin commit quarterback Cannon Burroughs. He passed for 1,344 yards last year and rushed for 1,037.
Antioch at Mount Juliet.
Well, Antioch recorded its first season above 500 since 2012 under first-year coach Arsente Broom. So he has done an outstanding job there in just a short amount of time. The Bears rely on one of the top juniors in the state, quarterback Andre Adams. He passed for 1,435 yards last season and 12 TDs. Mount Juliet finished 10-2 last season as Coach Trey Perry now in his 13th season.
Wow. Yeah.
The Bears have won 28 of their last 36 games. So he's got things going. That should be a good ball game.
Thank you, Craig. We'll close the show every week with games to watch. Thank you, bud.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Off and running. 14th season. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb here on 94.9 The Fan. I want to thank Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, new partner, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week. We'll name that from Friday night, and we'll get out there and every Monday or Tuesday throughout the week, present those at the schools to the players and the coach. But here we go.
That's a great way to start. And the guy to my right with you one-on-one, man, I tell you. You're hot this week.
Yeah, one-on-one with Greg Pogue next hour. Jeff Fisher here. Come hang out with us, and he'll sign a biscuit or something. I don't know. Bubba, good to see you, Ed. Here we go, man.
We'll see you next week.
We'll be back in here. Roy's Meat Service every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Coming up, one-on-one with Greg Pogue with Coach Jeff Fisher.